Professionals Network from around the world. Brought to you by JoeBucks.com, the health and beauty affiliate program with the biggest payouts and the highest conversions. Now, here's your host.
Hi, my name is Darren Babbitt of WebmasterRadio.fm. We are on the trade show floor in Miami for Affiliate Summit 2007. Wow. I'm staying here talking to Larry Balin, is it?
It's Balin.
Awesome, awesome. What do you think of this? Affiliate Summit, like, is this, like, amazing or what?
This is my second Affiliate Summit. This one is just out of control. I mean, it is just, it's jam-packed with people. Everyone's having a great time. The parties are supposed to be outrageous. I'm sorry I missed the one last night, but I won't miss another. But the seminars are great. People are excited. There's just, like, an electricity in the air.
And as I understand it, you're actually not an affiliate, but you're an author, right? Tell me about that.
Correct. I am the author of the book, Mommy, Where Do Customers Come From? And you can get more information at mommywheredocustomerscomefrom.com or just go on Amazon and you can purchase the book. It's a marketing book. It's about marketing to connected customers. So whether you're an affiliate marketer, e-commerce, service-oriented, whether any company with any website, anyone looking to connect with the connected can get information from this book.
Now, how'd you come up with the title?
I do a lot of speaking. I speak about 30 times a year all over the country. I've done keynotes for Microsoft and UPS. And that was always the title of my speaking seminar, was Mommy, Where Do Customers Come From? I always like to do things very, very simple. I don't like to talk technical. I like to keep it on a level that no matter who you are, you can understand it. My first piece of literature that I needed to create for my company, I hate literature. I'm a sales guy. I've never needed it. I think it's a big waste of time. But then I had salespeople that absolutely wanted something to leave behind. I wanted a piece of literature that was so simple, it would be like a children's book. So actually what I did is I actually created a coloring book as my company's literature that was called Mommy, Where Do Customers Come From? It was such a huge, we gave it out with crayons. It was such a huge success that it just ended up, the title just followed me. I just started writing and came up with a book. I used it as a book title.
That's an innovative idea. You know, I've seen, you know, seminars where people use tools like that. But, you know, that's kind of cool. You know, you're throwing everyone back to you know, yesteryear. And that just a cool concept. Now, when did that book come out?
The book actually hit Amazon about 4 weeks ago. It hits all the major bookstores November 15th. We actually started a charity. There's a character in the book called Billy, and he's on the book cover. So we have a charitable foundation called Billy Gives Back. We're doing a one-day book buy on November 15th. If you go to Amazon, you purchase the book. All the proceeds go to four major charities. We're partnering with other large corporations for matching. We're interested in anyone that wants to help promote, and we'll give them promotion. But we're trying to raise about $20,000 per charity. There's four charities involved: American Heart, American Cancer, Breast Cancer, and Michael J. Fox's Parkinson's Foundation, and Special Olympics. So we're trying to raise about $20,000 to $30,000 per charity in one day, which has never been done before. So that's also another thing that I'm here promoting.
That's very, very cool and a very honorable thing to do. Anyone listening to this right now, I would encourage you to go buy that book. And if you're going to do it, definitely take advantage of the November 15th date to help the charities. That's awesome. Now, you're here to speak. I'm assuming that you did your Mommy, where do customers come from? Was it as big a hit here?
Well, I haven't spoken yet.
You haven't done it yet. Okay, so when are you speaking?
I'm speaking at 2 o'clock. I actually was asked to be part of a panel, and I'm on a panel with the COO from Future Now, which is Jeffrey Eisenberg's company from Waiting for Your Cat to Bark and Call to Action. He actually wrote a nice little snippet for my book as far as giving me a little bit of praise for the book.
They're on the air with us, actually.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a really good guy. I've hung out with him. He's a wealth of information. And we're on this panel together to talk about usability. We're going to kind of be doing almost like an American Idol type thing. It's all off the cuff. It's all improv. We're going to bring websites up on the screen, and we're going to tell you what's good, bad, and different about them, how to make them connect with the connected better.
Site clinic. Really?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
Nice, nice. Larry Balin, title of the book again?
It's Mommy, Where Do Customers Come From? And if you go there, you can register for the email reminders, mommywheredocustomerscomefrom.com, or go to Google, type in Larry Balin, you'll find the site. and register. We'll send you reminders and help us raise some funds on November 15th.
Awesome. Thanks for talking with us, and definitely wish you luck on that. And, of course, all of you listening, we encourage you to get out there November 15th. Go to Amazon, buy this book, help some charities. Larry, thanks for taking the time to talk to with us.
Hey, well, thanks for having me.
This has been an Affiliate Summit Soundbite, featuring interviews and coverage from the show floor of Affiliate Summit, where affiliate marketing professionals network from around the world. Brought to you by JoeBucks.com, the health and beauty affiliate program with the biggest payouts and the highest conversions. You can only hear coverage from Affiliate Summit on one radio station, WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere. WebmasterRadio.fm presents an Affiliate Summit Soundbite, featuring interviews and exclusive coverage from the show floor of Affiliate Summit, where affiliate marketing professionals network from around the world. Brought to you by JoeBucks.com.
A rose by any other name would still be the same.
Move over, Shakespeare. You need to differentiate yourself from your competition. Do it by aligning yourself with a company who has earned the trust of Jupiter Media, the NHL, and Lionsgate Films, among others. Moniker.com is the most secure ICANN-accredited register on the planet, offering you domain registration, hosting, domain sales, and acquisition services. Wrap that up with 24/7 support. That's your winning combination. MONIKER.com. More than a name.
Wizards, rainmakers, rock stars, gorillas, and gurus. WebmasterRadio.fm.
Come visit our magical Webmaster Wonderland. We got a mouse, too. WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Welcome to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun on the web and around the world. Life Tips President Byron White talks to the latest trendsetters about strategies to grow your business. Editor Melanie Mayer interviews celebrities and expert writers on their tips for making life enjoyable and entertaining. Now, please welcome this week's Life Tips host, Melanie Mayer.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's Life Tips show. Byron is on vacation for the next 2 weeks, so I'm bringing in some backup help, which I'm totally psyched about to introduce all of you to one of our other editors here at Life Tips. It's her radio debut, Jennifer Jope. Welcome, Jen.
Hi, Mel.
How's it going over there?
Very well.
Good, good. So this, I'm excited to have you as our co-host on today's show because we are talking to two amazing authors who are the site, launched the site, BoulderBadGirls.com, but also just recently came out with this book called Climbing Mountains in Stilettos, Not Your Average Trail Guide to Life. And it's really this awesome kind of, you know, independent woman, kick some ass book that just tells it like it is and gets you on the right track. So that being said, before we launch into our interview, Jen, I have to ask, what is your big independent woman moment?
Well, I could just be boring and say moving into my own apartment alone for the first time.
Boring.
Very boring. So I have a better one.
And we all know, those of us who know, you know you're not boring.
Well, thank
so
you.
So it won't work. So give me a good one.
Okay, well, I have a better one. It's kind of me being tough. I have a friend who is kind of caveman in terms of the way he talks about women. Despite that, he has a girlfriend. And recently we were all hanging out, and he asked the women in the audience why they are inexplicable. And my first reaction was just to ask why he was such a misogynist, and the crowd scattered. So, as usual, I caused quite a ruckus.
As usual, you caused chaos. People stopped and stared.
Yeah, exactly. But later on, he came over and gave me a hug, so I think everything's okay.
So we're okay. We're on good terms, and that's good.
Despite my name calling, yes.
Well, we are going to get some advice today from Carol Brunelli and Ann Tinkham, who are the co-authors of the pop feminist self-help book, Climbing Mountains in Stilettos, Not Your Average Trail Guide to Life. So welcome, Ann and Carol. We're happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Now, you're over in Colorado, so how are things going over there?
Things are great. They're a little hot.
West Coast, East Coast difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no ocean here to cool us off, so we'll just have to wait till September, October.
Well,
for
what it's worth, it's extremely hot over here.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay. That being said, why don't you first start off, Carol, tell us a little bit about the book. Why did you write it?
Well, you know what? I would say that we wrote this book, sort of the what we wanted it to do is to give feminism a makeover and kind of take the word but out of that phrase we've heard too often, I'm a feminist, but. And we thought, well, why are women saying that? And we realized that younger women in particular weren't relating to the image of a feminist that kind of came out of the 60s and 70s. And we thought we'd give her a makeover and make her relevant today.
Well, now let's talk about a little bit that some of the feminist icons that we think of are actually, they stem out of the 60s and 70s. So for this sort of new generation, if you will, who are they looking to? What's their icon?
I would say, you know, Angelina Jolie is kind of trailblazing at the moment, kind of post-Billie Jean, when she, you know, she's got her style now. You know, we love her style without the, you know, the vial of blood. We love what she's doing, that she's so exciting, you know, does really daring things, you know, has a hot guy in her life, really fulfilled, you know, in her career and her professional life. So I think she actually, you know, since she's particularly in the headlines, she's a good example.
How did you come up with the title for this book?
Oh, the title. Well, we first had to clarify that it's not a fashion tip. So when people say, ouch, especially out here in Boulder, we tell them it's not a fashion tip. For us, stilettos are now they're a symbol really of style and grace and feminine power, really embracing, you know, the power that comes from being a woman. And also, you know, to take on climbing a mountain in stilettos, at least as a metaphor, that means you're really taking on a challenge that requires some style and grace. You hold on to that as a woman, but also some strategy and skill and balance. So we feel like it's a really empowering metaphor.
So, Anne, what was the inspiration for writing this book?
Well, I have this sister who's a total bad girl, and from the time she was born, you know, she was born a bad girl, and she was always breaking the rules, blazing her own trail, speaking her truth, not afraid to offend people, and she has always gotten what she wants in life. And I was one of those polite, people-pleasing, passive, good girls, and I was like, this is not working for me. So I decided to switch lanes, get on the fast track to becoming a bad girl.
Nice, nice. I have a sister kind of similar to that. So what do you want the book to really do, Carol? What are you looking for with that?
Well, you know, we're hoping to get to bring feminism back as something that women talk about. I'm a feminist, and this is where we'd like the movement to go, and kind of bring together the generations a bit. I think that we're kind of a disparate group right now. Like, well, you know, say I'm a mom, or I'm a single career woman, I'm divorced with two kids, and we need a rallying, you know, belief that female empowerment is something that's good for all of us. And to have kind of the same language, call ourselves bad girls or stiletto girls, but and have kind of an image that we really are attracted to. We're so image-oriented, all of us, and something that to aspire to.
This is great. I'm on your site right now, which is www.boulderbadgirls.com. And we were looking at this earlier. This is such a great site for men and women to go through and take a look at. But I just have to read this couple sentences, which I thought was awesome. Imagine Catwoman outside the shadow of Batman and Robin. She's a force to contend with, a woman brimming with attitude, style, and grace, all wrapped up in leather. And she's got enough verve and nerve to light up the Batcave 10 times over. That's such an amazing, amazing quote to really describe the liberated, encouraging, optimistic feminist woman today, don't you think?
Absolutely.
And how does that relate to what's in your book and this sort of trail guide that you're creating?
Well, you know, we define a bad girl as somebody who's sexy, sassy, self-assured, and, you know, she has choices. She's not trapped in traditional roles or brainwashed by myths and fairy tales. She's gutsy, she's trailblazing, and she's carving out a unique path for herself. And, you know, bad girls are the ones who make history. So that's who we highlight in our book.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the superhero, you think of Catwoman or Angelina Jolie when she's playing superheroes. They're women that we remember, and sometimes during their life they're controversial. Even if they're soft-spoken, you know, their life could be controversial, their choices. But then in the end, they end up in the history books, and we want to be like them.
So, Anne, how did you get started with this? What were the first steps that you took to get this book going?
Well, I was inspired by my sister, and Carol and I had always wanted to write a book together, so we kind of came together, brainstormed, and a book was born. And, we've been through quite the journey, and we signed with 3 different agents and finally found the agent that got us the book deal, and here we are.
Was it difficult to actually pitch a book like this only because there's so many books out there that kind of, empower women at this point? What made this a little bit different in terms of getting a publisher to say, okay?
I would have to say that we tried a lot of different things. I mean, one thing we joked about is, we were told that being famous would help. And we thought, well, maybe if we, streaked on the Boulder Mall here or in stilettos, or maybe if we called ourselves something outrageous like bisexual hermaphrodites, we get someone's attention. But then we kind of ditched those ideas, a little too extreme, and decided we'd kind of come home to Boulder and format the book like a trail guide. And that really differentiated it from the competition.
Well, this is great. Can you also let the visitors, all the readers and listeners to Webmaster Radio and Life Tips, because we'll certainly put a link on our site to you also, tell us what's going on with the book, where we can find you, what's happening next?
You can find it at Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and you can just go to our site, and there's a link to Amazon on the site.
And there's also a nice little quiz here.
Yeah.
That you can find out if, in fact, you are a bad girl.
Exactly.
Or
yeah, that is
if
the first
you're
step.
A boy and you're dating a girl and you want to know whether or not she's bad, you can absolutely come here and take a look at this as well. We want to thank Anne and Carol for coming on the show today. This is such a great book and a great site, and women everywhere should be picking this up and taking notes. And my last question, I just have to ask, do you two own stilettos, and if so, how many pairs?
Since I started writing this book, people have given me many pairs of stilettos, but I have to admit that before I wrote this book, I didn't own any. But now I'm steeled and walking in stilettos. I haven't climbed a mountain yet, though.
Well, thanks to both of you for coming on. We appreciate it.
There is.
I'm sure to see many great things from the two of you in the future.
Thank you.
Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Life Tips on WebmasterRadio.fm. We'll be back with more cool tips and advice right after these commercial messages.
It's a no-brainer. Reaching customers everywhere they search is smart business. However, reaching them through web and mobile search, as well as free directory assistance with effective pay-per-call advertising is, well, ingenious. Ingenio Pay-Per-Call delivers highly targeted phone call leads to businesses looking for new customers. And the advertising business only pays per new customer lead. Call 1-800-705-0632 today to ask about your free trial, or go to ingenio.com/webradio. That's ingenio.com/webradio. Ingenio. Simply ingenious.
Mr. Scott, I can't get any more information onto our website.
I'm doing the best I can, Captain. There's no more room on the server. It's going to blow.
Evaluation, Mr. Scott.
The logical answer is Lunar Pages. Reputation, reliability, and legendary 24/7 support makes Lunar Pages the host to cling on to.
Did you say cling on?
Aye, Captain. Sign up at lunarpages.com and get $700 off coffee cup software absolutely free. If you call, they will answer.
Lunar Pages it is. Beam us aboard, Mr. Scott.
For out of this world web hosting, Lunar Rocks.
Sign up for web hosting with lunarpages.com and use coupon code LUNATICS to get $28 off.
You choose the right affiliate program to partner with? Hey, all we're trying to do is make the most money in the least amount of time. The answer is simple. JoeBucks.com, the world's leading herbal affiliate program. JoeBucks.com is the direct manufacturer, so there's no middleman. This will allow you to make up to 50% the highest payouts on the net and also get paid twice a month. Sign up today and watch your income grow. JoeBucks.com.
Flashback, November 16th, 2004.
The beginning of WebmasterRadio.fm and its immediate impact on the internet business world. of today, WebmasterRadio.fm has become one of the fastest growing internet media outlets on the planet. Our trade show coverage is second to none. We have brought to you speeches and interviews from the most influential names in search, affiliate marketing, and public relations. Eric Schmidt, Mary Dillon, Andrew Hake, John Battelle, Keith Barras, Jim Lanza, Jason Calacanis. And that's just the beginning. Trade show coverage on demand now at WebmasterRadio.fm.
Sink your teeth into 100% original programming.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
And try our daily search cast. It's made fresh every day.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Now, here's your host.
Hey everyone, it's Melanie. Welcome back to today's Life Tip Show. We just had a great talk with Ann and Carol Brunelli, who are the authors of Climbing Mountains in Stilettos. And I am here today with my fabulous co-host and co-editor, Jennifer Jope, who's making her Webmaster Radio debut. Welcome back to the show, Jen.
Thank you.
We are actually sitting here looking at this site, BoulderBadGirls.com. It's such a great site. So for those of you out there who are remotely interested in this, you really should take a look because it really is a lot of fun and gives a good insight information as to sort of what's going on in the quote-unquote feminist world out there. But what's even more fun about this is that there's a quiz to identify whether or not you are indeed a bad girl. So before we take the quiz, Jen, I have to ask you, do you think you are?
Am I a bad girl?
No doubt in my mind what my answer is, but I'm just, you know, I'm curious.
I'm on the fence, actually. All right, let's go either way.
Let's take the quiz and find out if you are.
Okay.
Are you comfortable calling yourself a bad girl?
Clearly I'm not, if I just answered your question.
No. Are you a good girl when the situation calls for it?
Give me an example, Mel.
Are you a good girl when the situation calls for it? I don't know, I'm going to have to come back to that.
I'm nice to my boss, so yes.
Sometimes.
When the situation calls for it.
All right, we'll give you a yes on that. I worry that people think I'm a bitch.
No, absolutely not.
No, you don't care about that,
no.
I break the rules that should be broken.
Yes.
Absolutely. If you push me, I push back.
Well, of course.
I think aggressive women are unattractive.
No.
I respect women who fight for equal rights.
Yes.
I will put up a fight to get what I want.
Depends on what it's about.
We'll give you a sometimes on that one.
Okay.
I keep up on political issues that affect women.
I'm ashamed to say I'm not that great with that issue.
All right. No, that's okay. It's good to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm aware of the unique challenges that women face at home and at work.
I would say sometimes.
Okay. We'll give you a sometimes. Let's find out if you're bad. You're on the verge.
See? I knew it.
You're on the verge.
I'm not quite there. I need a mentor, Mel.
Yeah. No, I'm happy to provide that to you. You're a wedge girl, is what
okay.
they call you. You're not quite stiletto.
Okay.
And you're not quite platform, but you're definitely not flats or kitten heel. You are a wedge. You're right in the middle.
Good. Those are good shoes anyway.
I mean, that's a good place to have.
Now,
Jen, how many stilettos do you own?
Two that I never wear, ever.
Oh, that's a shame.
No. I'm one of those girls that will wear them and then cry all night, so it's really not worth it for anybody involved.
Oh, no, that's not fun for anyone.